Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. Listen, let's do this as we end, amen, 2012, or we come to the last days of 2012. Let's go back to the beginning. Let's turn to the book of Genesis today, amen. We won't keep you long. But we'll have a word that can transform our lives. I want you to believe right now that you're going to hear something that's going to transform your life.
Yes, yes.
Just right now, in your mind, just say it to yourself. I'm about to hear something that's going to transform my life.
Yes.
If you say that, God's going to honor you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let's go to Genesis. Did we say chapter?
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. Amen. I'm excited because you know why? There's been so much opposition over the past 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And you know what? At first, I don't live by opposition any more than anybody else lives by opposition. And at first, you know, I get kind of frustrated at opposition. But then you got to realize something. That why are you being opposed unless you're on your way somewhere?
That's right. Amen.
Amen. The devil is not going to try to trip up somebody who ain't going nowhere.
That's so true.
You understand? If you ain't going nowhere, the devil just let you go.
Exactly.
Demon be like, hey, Satan, what about that one? Don't worry about it. He ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Exactly.
But if you are on your way somewhere, mm-hmm. amen, then you got devils and demons assigned to you, legion, because we are many. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
But all you need is a word from the Lord, and He can cast some demons out of your life.
That's right.
Amen. And free you. Amen. Did that ever happen to that young man?
Yeah.
When the people came back, they found him clothed and in his right mind.
Yeah.
Amen. So the opposition is there only because of what? You're going somewhere.
That's right.
So be encouraged by that, and then be determined to say, I'm getting to where God is taking me. Amen. So these last couple of weeks have been one of opposition and challenges on every side.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're still here and you're still standing, that's part of your victory even right now. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we're gonna get it all. Amen. Praise Amen. God. Genesis chapter 3. Let's read a couple of verses and then we'll hear what the Lord has for us today.
Amen.
Blessing. Verse number 1. Genesis 3. It says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. But God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now, God, for bringing us to the point of your word.
Yeah.
Father, Job said that he esteemed your word more than his necessary food. And Father, we say the same thing.
Yeah.
Father, we need your word. Strengthen us spiritually. Give us revelation. Give us insight. Give us wisdom. Give us answers to the problems that are currently facing us.
Yeah.
Father, speak a word of life unto us right now in the name of Jesus. Increase our faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Bless us today with a listening ear that our faith may come. And Father God, when our faith comes, give us the courage and the boldness to release it, to believe on your promises, O God. And Father, we thank you right now for setting it all in motion. Thank you for bringing us here today to hear your voice. Father, it's my prayer now, God, that Every word spoken here today will be your word and not mine. Father, I humble myself under your hand. I decrease, God, you increase right now in this place.
Yes.
And let every word, everything that is said and done be of you. Father, I'm praying a blessing right now upon your people, an anointing of understanding,
yes,
an anointing of deliverance. Let it be,
yes,
upon everybody in the place. Let the glory of the Lord be revealed as the word of God goes forward. And Father, we thank you for increase. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing. We thank you for strength. We thank you for wholeness. We thank you for all things, God, that are coming now as you speak unto us the word of life. We give you praise. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're finishing out 2012. Amen. As we finish out 2012, our title today comes in the form of a question, amen. And we're going to work off of the question that is in Genesis chapter 3, verse number 9. God asked Adam, "Where art thou?" Amen. And our title today is a question, and the question is, "Where am I?" Amen. Where am I? And it's a question, amen, that as we end this current year, God is directing us to ask of ourselves. Don't ask your neighbor where they are. Don't ask your husband where he is. Don't ask your wife where she is. Don't ask your kids where they are. Amen. Don't ask your siblings where they are. Amen. God is making this personal. Amen. God can say, "Where are you?" But God is saying unto each one of us that we need to ask ourselves a searching question. Where am I? Amen. As you're closing out 2012, where am I? Amen. Where am I spiritually? Amen. Where am I physically? Where am I emotionally? Amen. Where am I in my relationships with God and with people? Where am I? Amen. Where am I intellectually? Amen. Where am I, you know, in my schoolwork and in my career? What am I doing? Where am I going? Where am I?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because here's the thing. As we are preparing to embark on a new journey called 2013, it is absolutely critical that you know where you are right now.
Amen.
Amen. You can't go to another place if you don't know where you are right now. Amen. So we have to ask ourselves the question, where am I? Amen. And see, the beauty about this question, and I love first things, and Genesis is the beginning. Amen. And God loved asking questions. God asks, the enemy accuses.
Hmm? Yes.
Sometimes my family members get mad at me because I ask a lot of questions. That's partly the lawyer in me, you know what I mean? Because I know how to ask a question. I've been trained how to ask questions. Ask my children, they know. I've asked a question. They thought they were getting away, but then the question came back around and set a trap for them. Lawyers know how to ask questions. Isn't that right, Joseph? Amen. But God asks questions. But God's not asking questions to trap you. God is asking questions to release you.
Yeah.
Because many times, amen, we walk around deceiving ourselves, and God will come with a searching, probing question that will force us to come face to face with ourselves.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amen. The person that we have to come face to face with the most is not somebody out there.
No.
The person that you got to come face to face with is a man and a woman that's staring you in the face in the mirror. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We have to come face to face with ourselves.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Listen, we said this before, we'll say it again. Our lives are a function and a demonstration of a series of choices that we have made. A series of decisions that we have made. Listen, if you don't like your life, glory to God. If you don't like your life where it is right now, amen, don't look no further than yourself. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
See, we can do a whole lot of blaming and finger pointing and all that, but here's the thing. See, that kind of an approach to life is the approach of a weakling. I'm going to say it again, amen. If you approach life that way, of always looking at somebody else for your plight, you're a weakling, amen. But see, God has not declared you to be a weakling, so stop being a weakling, amen. If he puts his spirit inside of you, you got the spirit of a champion inside of you.
Amen.
You got the spirit of a king inside of you. But you got to act like a king, amen. And kings don't act like weaklings, amen. And when something goes wrong, amen, you might not know you did it, but see, at least you have the spirit of David. You might have done some messed up stuff with Bathsheba, but when Nathan says unto you, thou art the man, you don't go pointing the finger at Nathan, amen? You take the responsibility for yourself. That's the heart of a king. Amen? Even when somebody tells me I did wrong, you know what I say? Lord, forgive me. Lord, help me to do better tomorrow. Not, well, you did the same thing last week. That's a weakling right there.
Wow.
Oh, come on, somebody. Every husband and wife that had an argument, you know you act like a weakling. Amen. There's that time your husband told you you didn't do something, and then you came back to your husband. Well, you know, you don't do everything right yourself. And that may be true, but you just act like a weakling. And husband, don't you get too happy because you know you've done the same thing. Amen.
Amen.
Your wife told you, amen.
Right.
I don't like the way Sister Vanell said that amen right there, amen. That had a little bit too much sauce on it, amen. It had a little bit too much on that. You're like, amen. By the time you got to that part. Amen. But can you hear what God is saying?
Yeah.
Well, we can take responsibility for where we are.
Amen.
I'm telling you now, that's an empowering thing.
Yes, it is.
Amen. And God gave you his spirit to empower you. Amen. You shall have power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So if you have the power, if you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, you got power.
Yeah.
So don't give up your power by acting like a weakling. No, you say, you know what? Yeah, I got the power of God on the inside of me, and maybe I've done some things that I shouldn't have done. Maybe I failed at some things. Maybe I made some mistakes. Yeah, okay, but you know what? By the grace of God, I'm going to rise up.
Amen.
I'm going to rise up to be better today. I may not be able to fix everything in the next 24 hours, but I can get the ball rolling. Amen.
Amen.
I can get the ball rolling. Amen. And if I keep going in that direction, 3 months later, I'm going to look up and say, you know what? Things are looking a whole lot better now. And 6 months later, I go, man, things are looking pretty good. And then a year later, I'm going to be jumping up and down and giving people praise.
Yeah.
And giving God praise
for
what he's done in my life.
That's right.
Amen. We got more power on the inside of us than we act like.
Amen. That's true.
So listen, when I say, you know, don't think I was trying to make anybody feel bad. Amen. Because listen, I've been a weakling too.
Mm-hmm.
I've acted like it. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm better than that. Amen. Just like you're better than that. Who are we?
Amen.
We are more than conquerors. Amen. But we got to ask ourselves those questions. Where am I? Amen. But we want to go into 2013, and we don't want to just go into 2013 sort of like wandering, like we don't have any guidance or direction.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the mall to do some Christmas shopping a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I did when I got to the mall was I looked for that directional thing.
Mm-hmm.
The map.
Yes.
You know, the little red arrow that says what?
You are here.
You are here. That was the first thing I did. Why? Because I was in a place I was unfamiliar with. I hadn't been in that mall.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell you this, I went up to the map, and I looked for the arrow. You are here.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at it, and I said, okay, Macy's is over there. Clothing store is over there. The women's store is over there. And then after that, I then looked to find each one of those places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody. Then I got a sense of where I was in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I said, okay, now I know I want to go to such and such a place. And I looked in the legend to find the place. I saw the little number or the little letter next to it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to the map to find it.
Yeah.
And then I saw that in relation to where I was standing, to the Macy's, the men's store, the other store over there, I had to go and I had to walk down to the end of the corridor, make a right, and make a left. And after doing all that, I said, I got it. And now I knew how to get to where I was going.
Wow. Yeah.
Amen. Amen?
Yes.
But I had to find out first what? Where I was.
Jesus.
See, if I had just started walking around the mall, I could have walked around the mall for a half an hour before I found the store.
Exactly.
But now by just taking a few moments,
wow.
Come on somebody,
wow.
Just to take a few moments to find out where I was, I was able to now home in on where I needed to go,
yes.
And I got there in about 2 minutes.
Yes.
Some of us right now are on a journey that's taking us too long because you haven't yet decided to make a determination of where you are right now.
Yeah.
And God says 2013 is a journey, amen, and we're about to take a journey, but we need to ask ourselves, where am I?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Don't just go start walking into 2013 if you don't know where you are at the end of 2012.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So just take a few moments, the Lord is saying unto us, and ask ourselves a question. Where am I? Amen. Amen. We have to make some assessments. We have to determine our position, our location on that map that's called life. Where are you? Amen.
Yeah.
Where are you? Make some assessment. Make some honest assessments as you look as where you are right now.
Yeah.
As we close out 2012.
Yeah.
And use as a reference point the beginning of 2012.
Amen.
Uh-oh. Make some assessment. How much progress have you made where you stand right now? You gotta ask yourself these questions. Some of these questions are gonna be hard questions,
yeah.
But listen, glory to God. Do you want the goodness of God or not? Do you want the anointing of God in your life or not? Do you know that when God told Moses how to make the anointing oil, amen, he told him all the spices, do you know that that was the most expensive stuff that was out there? The anointing ain't cheap.
Amen.
I want somebody. The anointing ain't cheap. It ain't free. Amen. You're going to have to pay a price. And some of that paying of the price, you got to make an honest assessment. Where am I right now? Amen. How much progress have I made? Amen. How much progress have I made? Be honest. Amen. Listen, if at the beginning of 2012, you didn't have a driver's license, and now you have a driver's license, you've made some progress. Amen. Amen. But at the end of at the beginning of 2012, you didn't have a driver's license. You told everybody who would listen, and even those who didn't want to, that you were going to have a driver's license in a couple of months. And here it is now. We're on the cusp of 2013, and you don't have a driver's license? Just face the fact. You haven't made any progress in that area. Don't get mad at anybody. It's just the truth. You haven't made any progress in that area.
That's right. That's right.
And see, too many times we give ourselves a pass, which is why we stay exactly where we are.
Wow.
Stop giving yourself a pass. Make an honest assessment, because it's only in your honesty that God can come and help you.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. It's only in our honesty. So let's make an honest assessment. How much progress have you made this year? Amen. How many things have you accomplished? Remember that project you had on your to-do list back in the summer?
Yep.
Is it done? Is it done?
No.
Nope.
Is the garage cleaned out yet? What about that junk drawer in the kitchen? You know the drawer that got all the menus? Is it cleaned out yet?
No.
Come on, have you accomplished something? Do you understand? We have to look back and say, have I made any progress? What have I accomplished? What have I learned this year? Do you know more things now than you did at the beginning of the year? I mean useful things.
Yeah.
Amen? Yes, useful things. Do you know more useful things now than you did than at the beginning of the year? Are you closer to God as you sit here right now than you were at the beginning of the year?
Wow.
A lot of people start off the new year, everybody's going to read the Bible through. Well, you got 2 days. There's 2 days left.
Oh, my.
How we doing? Can I tell you right now, amen, if you just into like the third chapter of Exodus, you ain't going to make it, amen?
Amen.
But we got to see, listen, God's trying to help us, amen, by making this real. And yeah, we can laugh at it, but at the same time, we got to understand there's a seriousness to it, too, because there's too many times we say we're going to do something, we just don't do it. And then we wonder why we're not making progress. Listen, you can't make progress without making progress.
Oh, Jesus.
You've got to move forward in something.
Exactly.
Otherwise, what? You're going to be exactly where you were. Amen. So how much have you learned? Have you changed for the better? Where am I? Do the things that made me angry earlier, do I still get angry at the same thing?
Wow.
There are some people, man, you can say the same thing that they all, the same trigger always gets them going. Amen? Amen, the same thing. Have you ever wondered why you keep walking past that same tree in your life? Because God's trying to get that stuff out of you. Amen? If people cut you off in traffic, still make you mad after all this time? Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Some people don't like waiting when they go into the store. Amen. And you hate when somebody try to cut in front of you in the line. But if you haven't gotten to the point yet where you can let somebody cut in front of the line and say, go ahead, that's fine, go ahead. You still got to put your hour in here first. I'm telling you this, people are going to cut you in the line. 2013, you better get ready because there are more people right now waiting to cut you off. Amen. Because God is trying to get something out of you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
He's trying to get that out of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen. So how much have we changed for the better?
Wow.
Is there any demonstrable difference in us? Forget what you say. Mm-hmm. Can people look at you and say, there's a difference in you? Mm-hmm. Amen? Can we look at there's a difference? And listen, this is not about external stuff. You can get all the wardrobe you want. You're still the same person in new clothes.
Amen.
It's not about that. It's not about living in a new house, driving a new car. That's what people do. I got a new car. I got a new house. God bless me. Yeah, but you're still the same old person inside that new car.
Amen.
Yeah.
This is about something on the inside.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Listen, I'd rather have a 20-year-old car but have a brand new heart. Creating me a clean heart, oh God, from a new and right spirit within me. Amen. It's not about those things. Amen. Where am I?
Mm-hmm.
Where am I? Those are the questions we have to ask ourselves, and we have to be honest. Where are you? No deception.
Wow.
Amen?
Amen?
No deception. You have to be honest. I'm asking you to turn with me for a second to John chapter 4. Jesus meeting the woman at the well. Amen. The Samaritan woman. And his disciples had gone into town to get him some food. And Jesus stayed at the well. And he had said to the woman, he said, give me a drink of water. What are you doing talking to me? You're not supposed to talk to me. I'm a Samaritan woman and you're a Jewish man. And Samaritans and Jews don't have anything to do with one another. I loved it. The last week God had us here. He said, if you knew the gift of God, go to God. And who it was who asked you for that, you'd have given me a drink. And they kept on talking. And then Jesus said to her in verse number 16, he said, go and call your husband and come in. And the woman said, I have no husband. And Jesus said to her, you have well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands. And whom you now have is not your husband. So in that you said truly. And the woman said, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Amen?
Amen.
So who's a prophet? A prophet is somebody who goes and proclaims the word of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And the word of the Lord is truth.
Amen.
She said, I perceive that you are a prophet. I perceive that you are someone who can proclaim the word of the Lord. I proclaim that you are someone who speaks the truth.
Amen.
But how could she have said that to him? You know why she was able to say that and why she was able to perceive the truth? Because she was being truthful with her own situation.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. Jesus said, go call your husband. She said, I don't have a husband. Jesus said, you tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And now because she was telling the truth about herself, she could perceive the truth when it was spoken out of somebody else's mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever tried to speak truth into somebody's life and they don't want to hear it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Many times the reason why they don't want to hear the truth you're speaking is because they're denying the truth in their own life.
Amen.
And until you come face to face with the truth in your own life, you can't receive the truth when it's spoken into you. Amen?
Yeah.
So when she said to him, I don't have a husband, she was being truthful about her situation.
Yeah.
Amen? She could have faked it.
Mm-hmm.
She could have said, I'll be right back. I'll go get him. Right? She could have said that. She could have brought back her boyfriend. But on the way, now you make sure you tell him you're my husband. But she didn't do that. Why? She was being truthful.
Yes.
And because she was being truthful with God, come on somebody,
yeah.
When God now stands before her and says something, she perceives it to be true. I'm telling you now, there have been words that God has spoken unto us that in our state, and at that point, we weren't being truthful with ourselves,
yeah.
Truthful with where we are, truthful with how we act with other people, truthful about what we might have done wrong. We're denying and deceiving ourselves.
Wow.
Then when that word is spoken, it just simply has no effect on our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we can't perceive it as truth. Why? Because we're not operating in truth.
Yeah.
If you want to receive the truth from God's word, you have to be truthful with yourself.
Amen.
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 I need this right. word.
Yeah.
I needed to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
That's true.
Oh, if you know you've been walking around in unforgiveness and the preacher start preaching about forgiving, amen, don't you go in and amen. Because if you deny that you need to forgive, then that word forgiveness you ain't going to receive.
Yeah. Yes.
It's the truth, but you won't receive it.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
It's the truth, but you won't receive it. But oh, glory to God. If you can humble yourself,
yes.
Amen. If you can be truthful about your
yes.
situation
yes.
and say, you know what? I haven't done right. Mm-hmm. I haven't been treating my wife right. You know what? I've been short. I've been angry with her. I've been this. You know what? Ooh, I've been cutting corners on the job.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that anymore. Ooh, you know what? I told the pastor I couldn't come to the service on Wednesday because I just didn't feel like going. I gotta go. Amen? And now when the truth comes, like, hey, be truthful with your neighbor. Love your wife as Christ loved the church.
Yeah.
See, now you go, yeah, that's right. I gotta do that. I gotta get more of myself.
Mm-hmm.
See, but when you can't be truthful about it, you think your wife is the problem, you go, man, I ain't dying to nobody. You have to be truthful with yourself.
Yes.
God says to ourselves, be not deceived. He tells us time and time again, be not deceived. And the one who deceives us the most is not the enemy, it's ourselves. Because we can justify our failings.
Uh-huh.
Amen? We can justify our shortcomings. But here's the thing God is challenging you today. Ask yourself the question, where am I? We got two more days before we get into the new year.
Yeah.
Find out where you are right now before you go start walking into 2013. Amen.
Yeah.
And establish your position first.
Yeah.
Amen. Look on the map of your life and then look around and get your bearings. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And then and when God tells you to start walking in a certain direction, you go, okay, now I know which way to go.
Amen.
Amen. But if you're not going to take the time to find out where you are on the map of your own life.
Yes. Yes.
Then God can speak as much truth to you in 2013 as you can stand. It won't make a hill of beans of difference for you.
Jesus.
That's right.
Because you won't be able to perceive the truth.
Mm.
Mm.
That's right.
We got to be honest. Even if it's not something that makes us look good. You think this woman felt good to tell him, well, you know, I'm shacking up right now. You think she was proud of that?
Wow.
But some of us are too proud. Some of us are too proud that we can't even admit we made a mistake. Can I tell this?
Go ahead.
I can tell. I can tell my wife all the time. She get mad at me. I did something wrong. What I can tell you?
You're getting
yeah.
No.
something like that.
Yeah, I told her. I said, don't get mad at this mistake.
Because
funny about where that came from. How many of you never made a mistake? You ever made a mistake before? So why are you so afraid to admit you made a mistake? You got plenty.
Yeah.
There's plenty in you. I'll tell you right now, Jay, if I were to squeeze you real tight, a couple of mistakes will fall on the floor. You got mistakes all in you.
Exactly.
So do I.
Yes.
It makes us human.
Yes.
It makes us in need of God.
That's right.
It makes us thankful for His grace, that even without mistakes, He can make miracles.
Amen.
But we go around denying mistakes. So you know what that does now? We denied our need for God.
Yeah.
I ain't denying my need for God.
Amen.
I need God.
Amen.
Because without God, I make a whole bunch of mistakes. But with God, I'm making fewer and fewer of them.
Yes.
Not because I'm denying them, but because I'm coming face to face with them and saying, man, I mess up.
Yeah. That's right. That's correct.
And when we get to that place of humility and honesty, that's when God can help us.
Yeah.
Amen. That's when He can reveal Himself unto us, and we can get the revelation. I perceive you are a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I perceive that this word can transform my life. I see it. I get it. I've got the revelation now because I'm not in a position of denial. I'm in an honest assessment of where I am. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So where are you? Amen. God wants us to ask ourselves this question. Where am I? And don't soft you it, amen. Really, if you really want to be helped, sometimes you got to go do some hard things. There are some things, when you ask yourself where you are, understand there's some measurable things in your life. Amen. Really, we get back to that. You said you're going to read the Bible this whole year. How many chapters do you have left? You can measure it. You can count it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things in your life. Watch this. You said you're going to lose 20 pounds this year. How you doing? You can measure it.
Yes. Yes.
You can count it. So you ain't got to try to say, well, I'm doing okay. No, 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 no. Let's get specific. Measure it. Count it. How many pounds? You said you're going to lose 20. How many pounds did you lose? I lost 2. You didn't make that much progress this year. That doesn't make you a bad person. But can't just happen, amen? But if we don't make that assessment, right? Last year, you were 14 credits shy of graduating.
Wow.
Where are you right now?
Wow.
13. You haven't made much progress this year. You just have to face up to that.
Yes.
Right.
Don't get mad at somebody. Measure it. Count it. You want to save more money this year. How much money you got at the bank?
Well, see, now it gets real quiet. It gets real quiet.
It got real quiet. But do you understand what God is saying? There are some things you can measure and count. Be honest. Just be honest. Because you can't fool anybody. You can't listen. You can't act like you lost 20 pounds. You can only hold your breath for so long, amen? You can't act like you lost 20 pounds.
No.
You can't act like you got your college degree. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Be honest in your assessment. This is not to make you feel bad. This is to position you for victory.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You have to make the assessment. And some things can be measured. Some things can be counted.
Yes. Amen.
When you ask yourself, where am I? There's some things you got to understand that are demonstrated. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, where are you? Do you know that if this year, this time, if at the end of this year now, you are in a supervisory position at work, you've made demonstrable progress.
Mm-hmm.
It's been demonstrated. You don't have to say anything. People can observe it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you made progress?
Right.
Amen? If last year this time you were sitting at the back of the church, and this year you're up here making announcements or singing songs or being in ministry, you've made some demonstrable progress.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't sit there and say, well, you know, I'm not. No, no. Where are you?
Yes.
Amen. Can people trust you more this year? Amen. Last year, I couldn't give my kids the keys to the car, but this year I can give them the keys. That's demonstrable progress.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's different. Oh, you drive the car?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's progress.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I wasn't giving my keys last year. And now, not only would I not give them to you this year, but I'm hiding them. You haven't made any progress. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. That's right.
There's some things that are demonstrated. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There are things that are demonstrable, amen? People can observe it about you. I was talking to somebody yesterday, amen? I told him, I said, listen, when a person arrives at their place, and every one of us has a place, when you arrive at that place, you look different.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your eyes are different. When you're in that unfamiliar place, you sort of got that deer in the headlight look, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But when you now know, okay, I'm comfortable with who I am. I'm comfortable with where I am. I'm comfortable with what I'm doing. You know what I mean? You're not complacent, but you know, you got that contentment about you.
Mm-hmm.
You walk differently.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you who watch professional sports, they'll tell you, amen, there's a difference between someone who tries to go out there and doing all this movement and everything, and others who the announcer will say, he allows the game to come to him. See, it's the veteran who knows. I'm not going out there running crazy at all at the beginning of the game, running like that. I'm allowing the game to come to me.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's somebody who got experience,
yeah.
Right? And see, you can't fake that.
Nope.
There are people who try to fake it, and you look at them and you know he's faking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know something? You can't fake cool.
Nope.
You know what?
Yeah.
You can tell when somebody's faking cool. Because they walk in the room and like they say, like, I don't care you looking at me, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're like. That's what I gotta tell my daughters.
Uh-huh.
A man can tell when you really ain't interested and when you acting like you ain't interested.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you acting like you ain't interested, you walk like this, but you always give a little glance. And he catches the glance.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, he got the little. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But when a woman really ain't interested, I'm telling you, you can be up there standing up there with party hat on. She really don't see you because she's walking like this.
Exactly.
Right? And then you say something, and she's like, that's surprised because she even know you were standing. What? Because she didn't even know somebody was standing there. That's how much she wasn't caring about you. Am I telling the truth?
Yeah.
There's a difference. You can't fake cool. And you can't fake progress. It's demonstrated, amen?
Yes.
And there's some things about you that people can look at you and tell you've grown up now. You haven't said anything. It's the way you walk. It's the way you carry yourself, amen? It's the way you respond to situations. And as we stand here at the end of 2012, are there some demonstrable changes and some demonstrated progress in your life? These are questions we have to ask ourselves. Because this life should be about us making progress. You know?
Yeah.
Amen? This life is about making progress. This life is about getting better and going up higher and higher in God. God says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans of peace and not evil to give you an expected end. He wants to give you a hope and a future. And that hope and future is bright. But you're going to have to get up and start making some progress. You can't stay where you are. They don't like me, Lord, so we're going to have to end.
That's a word, brother.
I'm sorry. I can't tell you nothing else. I can only tell you what I hear, amen. But we got to make progress, amen. It's time to make progress. And here's the thing, in all seriousness, amen. We really have to ask ourselves the question. Is this where I want to be? And if this is not where you want to be, then get up and do something about it.
Amen.
Amen. Start making progress. First, at least come to the realization, this is where I am right now. If you don't like it, then do something about it. Amen?
Yeah.
But But here's the other thing. And I don't want to assume that everybody hasn't made progress. But I believe that, that many of you in here have made progress in 2012. You should lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord for it. Amen? But you have made some progress in 2012. But here's the thing, amen. Listen, if you haven't made progress, get going. If you have made progress, keep going. Amen? But it's all about going. It's not about staying. You can't stay where you are. It's all about going. You either get going or you keep going, but you gotta go.
Amen.
Amen. But that's a good thing. Yeah. If God is giving you breath in your lungs right now, that's because He's not done with you yet.
That's right.
And you gotta always believe the best is yet to come.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Good things are coming my way.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because God loves me.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. God has a good plan for me. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the devil trying to take me out, he's trying to make my life miserable, but the devil is a liar and there's no truth in him, amen? And the truth is going to prevail.
Yes.
But it only can prevail in your life when you become truthful with who you are and where you are right now.
That's true.
Listen, this is something that they say in the natural. Don't come into the Alcoholics Anonymous meeting unless you can say, my name is Jim and I am an alcoholic.
That's right.
Because if you can't say that, they can't help you. I don't care how many steps to their program, amen?
Yes.
And I don't care how many chapters of the Bible you read, if you can't be honest with yourself, then this word can't help you.
That's right. That's right.
This word cannot overcome you and your reluctance. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God is looking for willing vessels.
Yeah.
And when you're willing, Lord, I want you to change.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I need to be changed. Lord, I want you to be better. That's just a spirit of humility, but it's also a spirit of wisdom. Because when you act that way, listen, you are positioning yourself to be transformed by God in ways that are going to just astonish you. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to believe something. Amen. No matter how this year has ended and where you are right now, how much progress you've made or have not made, I'm telling you right now, your future is still bright.
Yes, it is.
If you want it to be. Amen.
Yeah.
If you want it, it'll, not only is your future bright, but your actual life will be bright because God has a good plan for you.
Amen.
Amen. But you got to be honest in your assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Let's turn back to Genesis and then we're going to close. Amen. Genesis chapter 3. God comes to Adam after they eat of the fruit. And he's coming in the cool of the day. The breeze is blowing. Amen. It's in the Garden of Eden. Everything is beautiful. And he says to Adam, Adam, where art thou? And Adam says something to God that we want to take some lessons from. Amen. He says unto God, he says, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.
Wow.
He said, God, I heard your voice, and I got scared. I don't believe God came in the cool of the day yelling at Adam. I don't believe God came with a threatening voice. I don't believe God came looking for Adam in any other voice and he came looking for Adam at any other time. So why was Adam afraid today?
Wow.
At the sound of God's voice. What was it about the sound of God's voice that made Adam afraid?
Wow.
I'll tell you. Adam knew he did wrong. Glory to God. Just remember back when you were kids. When you knew you did wrong. And your mom called you, you were scared just at the sound of the voice. When you knew you and your hands were in the cookie jar, and you heard the doorknob opening up because your mom was home earlier. Why did the sound of the door scare you? You heard that sound before. You heard the creaking floorboards before. Why did it scare you now? Because you know you're doing something.
Wow.
The sound scared you. But it wasn't the sound. You're familiar with that sound.
Jesus.
It's because you know I'm doing something I'm not supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Adam heard the familiar sound of God's voice and got scared because he was in a different place.
Jesus.
When he was in a place of obedience, that same voice, he was happy to hear it.
Yeah.
Now that he's in a place called disobedience, he's petrified. And he goes and hides. Listen, when you say, where am I? Don't go hiding. Don't Don't be like Adam.
Amen.
Amen.
Go hide. Hide from yourself. Hide from the reality of the situation. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go hide. Face up to it.
Face up to
Amen.
It.
Face up to it. God calling you out, face up to it. Amen. God sent somebody in your life to speak a word of truth, face up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Listen. If somebody can't tell you, listen. Well, you know what? I told my wife, not I told him other things. You know what I told her? I told myself too, Dora.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? Because it helps people.
Yeah.
We stand up here and act like we're perfect. People ain't helped.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We stand up here and know that we're persons who are in need of grace. I figure at your face that we're in need of grace.
Mm-hmm.
That helps people.
Yes, it does.
I told James one day, right? Then I tell him, I said, James, hey, man, I need you to do something for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Need you to come here to church on time.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
How'd you respond? He said, you right.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I said, listen, I said, you can get to work on time 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no excuse for you not to get to the house of God on time 1 day a week.
Yeah.
Is that truth or not?
That's
yeah.
true.
That's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
But he was truthful with himself. No, yeah, I'm listening.
Uh-huh.
And so now when I spoke truth, he received it.
That's
but
it.
See, if he didn't, well, everybody else, see, that was his thing. Then I couldn't have said anything to him. And guess what? He would be making no progress.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
This is what we got to do.
Yeah.
Even if it's something that we're not doing right, we have to be humble enough and honest enough to go, you're right.
Yeah.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Don't go hide. Because God is patient. He'll wait till you come out from wherever you are. Amen?
That's right.
He will.
Mm-hmm.
Adam went and hid.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, amen, but God said to him, why did you eat of this fruit? In verse 12, he said, the woman you gave me gave me the fruit so I could eat. What did he do?
Blame.
He blamed somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
When you ask yourself the question, where am I? Don't let part of your answer be that you're here because of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Don't blame other people. Don't blame the man. Amen. I got a whole lot of friends, amen. They black, amen. They always blaming the man. I can't get ahead. You know how the man is. The man. Don't blame the man. Don't blame the woman. Don't blame the fact that you're too short, that you're too old. Amen. Don't blame anything. Amen. Don't blame this one, that one. Don't blame your neighbor. Don't blame your teacher. Amen.
Amen.
How come you didn't graduate this year? Man, I had a dumb English professor. He didn't know how to teach. He failed me. It's not the professor. Don't blame the professor.
Amen.
If you'd have done something like, go to class. Right? Don't blame. Take responsibility.
Amen.
Be accountable. Because if you can't take responsibility and be accountable, you know what? That was on me. That's my bad. I'm sorry. That's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, there's a grace that's released in your life when you act that way.
That's right.
Amen. When you act that way and just say, listen, I messed up, God releases a grace in your
Amen.
Life. He releases power and favor into your life when you can own up to a failure. Amen.
Yeah.
But if you go and deny and point blame and hide and everything, God can't help you.
Yeah.
So listen, right now, as we end the end of this year, don't act like Adam. Amen. Don't go running high. Don't go making excuses. Don't try to evade responsibility. Ask yourself the question, make an honest assessment, measurable, demonstrable, amen, and say, okay, where am I right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And realize something, that where you are, you don't have to stay there.
Amen.
And also know this, wherever you are, even if you made progress, listen, if you haven't made progress, God has a good place for you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have made progress, God has an even better place for you. Amen. Amen. Your life is good, amen. Your life is bright.
Amen.
And God is going to do some great things.
Wow.
And I want to say this last thing to you, amen. Remember when the children of Israel left Egypt? And they were on the banks of the Red Sea and they looked behind and they saw the Egyptians coming again.
And they got afraid and they cried out to Moses and said, why did you bring us out here in this wilderness to die? And Moses said, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which you will see today. And the Egyptians that you see today, you will see them again no more forever. And then Moses said, went to God. And God said, why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And then he told Moses, lift up your rod. And he lifted up the rod, he said, and I will bring you through on dry ground. I just want to leave that with you today, amen. When you ask where you are and you ask that question, make those honest assessments, don't spend a whole lot of time looking back at 2012. Because you can't do nothing about the Egyptians that are behind you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And don't cry about it, but lift up your rod and go forward.
Amen.
Amen.
Take the instrument that God has placed in your hand, because that's what the rod was for Moses. It was an instrument of God, anointed by God, to do great things. Take whatever God has given you, whatever talents, gifts, and ability that's given you, lift them up, and do what? Go forward.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Go forward and make some progress in 2013.
Amen.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You may know you're on the banks of the river, you may know some stuff that's behind you, but listen, go forward. Because God has some good things ahead of you, but you're going to have to press forward. Amen?
Amen.
But don't try to do it without first making an honest assessment. No matter how ugly it looks, understand, as bad as it looks, God's going to make your life that much better.
Amen.
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 Amen. I'm telling you, good things are ahead for the faithful people of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Good things are ahead for the faithful people of God. Rest on your feet. Let's pray together. Amen. Praise God. 2012. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we bless you. We thank you, God, for the challenge you have set before us today, God, to make an honest assessment of where we are individually.
Yes.
God, we know, Lord, that you have a good plan for us.
Yes.
Paul told us that we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds,
yes,
that we may know what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yeah.
Father, your plan for us is good, it's acceptable, and it's perfect. Glory to God. And we want that plan and that purpose to be fulfilled in our lives. And Lord, we know that on this past year, we have done some things, God, that have been pleasing in your sight. But Father, we are honest and humble enough to also say, God, that we have done some things that have not been pleasing in your sight.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Father, we can stand before you, O God, with a heart of gratitude and of submission,
yes,
and say, Lord, forgive us. Forgive us, O Lord, for the things that we have not done that we should have done. Forgive us, God, for those things that we did do that we had no business doing. And Father, we thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, God, that your compassions are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Father, we set ourselves right now to make an honest assessment, O God. Before we close out 2012, God, we are going to take up the challenge that you laid before us on this morning.
Yeah.
To make an honest assessment of where we are and how much progress we have made and have not made. And God, if we've made progress, we thank you. Glory to God. We will thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for allowing us to make progress. Thank you for allowing us to move forward. Thank you for allowing us,
yes,
to grow.
Thank you, God.
And Father God, we will not be content, but Father, we desire to continue to grow and to prosper and to develop even the more as we go into 2013. God, those are areas in our lives where we have not made progress. Lord, we even thank you for those. We thank you, God, for allowing us to see ourselves for who we are, but also, God, to always be mindful of who you have made us to be.
Yes.
And God, if we go forward with you, God, we shall be the people you created us to be. We shall do the things that you created us to do. We shall have the things that you have ordained for us to have. We shall have it all.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Because your plans never fail. So, God, we thank you right now. Help us, God, by your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, to be truthful with ourselves and making our assessments.
Let us not run and hide like Adam. Let us not blame other people like Adam did. But Father God, let us come face to face with ourselves, with you, with other people. And let us take responsibility for our actions. Because God, it is only in truth that we can perceive the truth when it is spoken unto us. And so, Father, we thank you right now, glory to God, that we are about to set ourselves on a fantastic journey with you as we close out 1 year and go into the next. And Father, we thank you for the Spirit of God that is within us. It allows us to forget those things that are behind and to press forward for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Father, I pray right now for every person under the sound of my voice. I pray that every shackle will be loosed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I pray that every stronghold will be torn down in the name of Jesus. I pray right now, God, that God, every wound will be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. I pray that things that are broken will be fixed. I pray for guidance and direction to be given, O God, so that a light can be shown on the pathway that everyone in here will know exactly where and how they ought to walk.
Yeah.
I pray for a new strength. I pray, God, that you will breathe fresh life into everyone right now.
God.
I pray, God, for the healing of relationships. I pray that marriages will be healed. I pray that relationships between siblings will be healed. I pray that bodies will be healed right now in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I pray for new opportunities, O God, in Jesus' name. I pray, God, that you will show yourself strong on behalf of everyone here, from the youngest to the oldest. I pray, God, that you will increase the faith of us all. And God, I bless you right now. Glory to God for the great things that you are doing in the lives of your people. Father, I bind the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father, we plead the blood against Satan and every demon in hell, God.
Yes.
And we declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Glory to God. And so, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you right now, God, for what you have already done, for what you're doing, and for what you shall do.
Yeah.
We thank you for the honest assessments. We thank you for locating where we are. And we thank you, God, that from this point forward, we shall move forward, supporting one another, helping one another, as we each make progress in the things of God. Father, we thank you that the best is yet to come. We give you all praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.